were born to be wild. Ah!
Black on Black. You're listening here with D Fantastic, and I'm soloing it today. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is a wonderful Monday. Hopefully you're enjoying this amazing weather in the Bay Area and beyond. You know, I am so glad I am in the Bay Area, as I'm originally from the wonderful town of Houston, H-Town, and it's probably a good 115 degrees out there right now. I'm not kidding, actually. I was back in June and, you know, just hanging out with my family, and no lie, it was like 109 degrees, which is just, it's just outstanding. You know, growing up there, it was hot. I mean, it was always hot, but what we call the dog days of summer, when you get over 100 degrees, was not until like August or like late July. And the fact that it's hitting June is that good old climate change, baby. Which, you know, I mean, what, Texas is a land of oil, so I guess shit happens, right? So thank you for tuning in to the Black on Black on Black July 31st episode. It is the end of July, y'all. I am a little astounded. I can't believe we're already there, but it's here, and you know, we're gonna bring in August with some cool stuff. So for those who are just now tuning in for the very first time, Black on Black on Black is a show about a Bay Area native, aka Queen. Normally, Queen isn't here today, but it's also about a transfer from the South, aka me, exploring the real San Francisco, finding scenes, creating memes, and being obscene. You can listen to the show to find out what's going on in the city, where to find it, and to learn about the local artists who make it all happen. We also talk about a lot of different topics that happen in the Black community, and trends, and so that's where we're going today. So some of the hot topics in the Black community this week, I think it's a hot topic in general, Twitter turning into X. Yeah, that's definitely fucking weird. But it's X now, and for those of us who are in the Bay Area, you saw in the news this week that the Twitter building, they took down the Twitter sign, the iconic blue bird, and they put up this glaring bright X. I mean, it's aggressive. It kind of, and it like throbs light. Like it's like a weird throbbing disco light that like shoots into like people's like windows, you know? Honestly, and maybe I'm just a pervert, and I am. But I was like, honestly, this feels like someone waving a dick in my face, and I don't know why. Like it's like aggressive and just ugh. So luckily, for those who haven't been updated, the X actually got taken down this morning because people were complaining about the X-rection being blasted into their windows pretty much all day, every day. So we'll see about that. But otherwise, Twitter, now officially X, is now what it's going to be called. I don't even know, what do you call a tweet? Is it X, you know? Do I triple X people? I don't know what to call tweets anymore. But the Black Twitter community, or Black people Twitter, I guess what it's Black people X, whatever. So anyways, that's one of the interesting news stories this week. Also, on July 29th was a National Chicken Wing Day. So, you know, users and listeners out there, in case you didn't get your chicken wings over the weekend, you failed miserably as a human being. I engaged in getting some chicken wings in my thoughts. I could not personally. I'm on a weird diet right now because I've got like crazy indigestion because of this fugitive that I'm harboring in my body, aka I am pregnant. So I am not allowed to enjoy a lot of the finer things in life, like alcohol and marijuana. And now it's come down to just regular old awesome foods. So yeah, I thought about wings. I dreamt about wings. But yeah, so anyways, if you didn't get down on this July 29th for National Chicken Wing Day, you definitely should in the future, because it seems like it would be really awesome. I don't know about y'all, but favorite chicken wing place personally would probably have to be my mom's kitchen, I think. Yeah. Best chicken wings ever. Outside of that, there is a place in Houston, which, you know, sorry, y'all, in Houston called Frenchie's. If you ain't had chicken from Frenchie's yet and you live in Houston, you aren't living life. In fact, if you ain't had chicken from Frenchie's and you live in Texas, you ain't living life. That shit is fire. Obviously, it's, you know, high cholesterol baked into a dead animal piece, but it is fucking phenomenal. French's is great. Outside of that, there is a place in Oakland called Gus's Fried Chicken. It's pretty fantastic, and it's a smaller franchise. So there's one in Austin, Texas, which is where I lived for a long time, and there's one in Oakland. You definitely should try them out. They are some great authentic Southern fried chicken. You know, I mean, you're gonna go there, you're gonna order. It's gonna take some time to get out, but enjoy it. It's very tasty. Highly recommended. It's worth the wait. Outside of National Chicken Wing Day, for those who saw it, Stephen A. Smith tweeted. He tweeted. All right. That's what we're going to call it. Stephen A. Smith tweeted over the weekend, and his tweet or X, whatever, said, "Is Kim Kardashian a prostitute? Is Kris Jenner a pimp?" So, for those who don't know who Stephen A. Smith is, he's like an American. He's like an American sports TV personality who looks like a Muppet in a skin suit. And he does like sports radio stuff. So he like, he's an NBA analyst for like the ESPN, SportsCenter, NBA Countdown, all of that. I mean, yeah, he's worried about a lot of things, despite the fact that he should be worried about his hairline. But beyond that, that was his statement over the weekend on X, previously known as Twitter. Is Kim Kardashian a prostitute? Is Kris Jenner a pimp? So people were freaking out about that. I don't really care about Stephen, but I laughed about this because I actually thought that to myself. I was like, you know, Kris Jenner has done an outstanding job on like practically just like utilizing like the daughters, the women in her life, to create this like fame or whatever. I mean, pimp and prostitute, that's a bit extreme, and it's weird. Like, Stephen didn't even own it. Like, he backtracked. He was like, oh, my team like tweeted it or X'd it or whatever, online, I didn't write that, whatever. But I'm like, no, man, own it. Like, if you're making a joke, make the joke, say, all right, the joke was bad. If you actually believe it, own it, whatever. But who gives a shit? What I found really interesting is There was this discourse in the Black People X or Black People Twitter community where a lot of Black women felt like there was a lot of jumping to rescue or jumping to like address the conversation from Stephen, and mainly coming from Black men, and Black women were kind of like, well, you know, why don't like Black women receive the same sorts of support when they're called hoes and bitches and those sorts of things? Especially when you think about people like, you know, Cardi B or Meg Thee Stallion from WAP, right? Like, where is that same kind of support? It was a really fascinating discourse online, a lot of the back and forth. And it's definitely something I feel like outside of this context, because, you know, who gives a shit about Stephen or the Kardashians. But it's definitely something that I feel like I've noticed as a Black woman in online spaces. Like, there's so much kind of weird, like, backlash that a lot of Black female artists will experience when other women or other female artists won't be experiencing the same kinds of backlash, and especially not the same kind of support from Black men in that space. So I found it really interesting that there was a lot of that back and forth about just this, but it brought up some feelings that I have had in the past about, you know, like, why is it that Black women can't own their sexuality online, or they can't own their sexuality and their artistry or their work or their creativity without there being some weird discourse from within the Black community, from Black men saying, oh, what is she doing? Like, she's a mother, or she's whatever, she's setting a bad example, blah, blah, blah. And these become from the same motherfuckers who listen to, I don't know, Kevin Gates. Like, so there's a lot of rappers who are dads, and you're not having the same sort of reaction. Like, you know, Lil Wayne in his song Lollipop, like, she's licking the lollipop, like, he has a daughter for sure, right? But, you know, it's fine for him to say those sorts of things, and that's to be expected. But when Black women are owning their sexuality, owning who they are, like, it gets weird, and it's upsetting, because at the end of the day, y'all, let's get this very clear, this whole, oh, she's a mom, she shouldn't behave, how do you think moms got like that? How do you think they became moms in the first place? We don't just say a prayer and a baby comes out of nowhere. Shit be going down. So let's get rid of this weird thing that we have about women and their sexuality, because if we didn't have our sexuality, no one would fucking be here. So there, I said it. Moving on from that, I wanted to go ahead and shamelessly plug, or just plug it. There's a new movie on Netflix. It's called They Cloned Tyrone. I saw it over the weekend. It's featuring John Boyega, Jamie Foxx, and Teyonah Parris. And man, it is choice. It is an excellent movie. I highly recommend it. I'm not going to spoil it here because I really want everyone to watch it. But essentially, the premise is that you've got these groups of this funny little group, a drug dealer, a pimp, and a prostitute that are kind of like, they find something kind of funky and weird is happening in their hood. And so now they kind of get scooped up in this weird, like, eerie, is it supernatural? Is it, you know, conspirational government? Like, they're trying to figure out what the hell is going on in their hood. But it's got a lot of really funny moments. It's got a lot of, like, real moments of what it feels like to be in that situation and kind of feel like this hopeless or helplessness. But I think you would like it. I think y'all would like it a lot. You got to check it out. Again, it's called They Cloned Tyrone. Just a hardcore plug for that movie, because, you know, we should definitely be supporting as many of our Black cast movies as we can. And it's shot really well. It looks old school, but it's modern. It's a really great show. So a really great movie. So anyways, that is where I'd like to leave off. And we'll start playing some awesome music. So let's go ahead and dive into some of the music that I have prepared for today. And in the realm of what's it like to be and live this life, who it is and how it is, let's start off with In This House by Lil Wayne and Gucci Mane.
Acting like they killers, but them niggas just some hoes. We act like this a studio, this really just a trap. Everything we got, we had to whip it out the bowl. Before we shake your hand, we'd rather slap you with the scrap. 1 million cash and honeys, now they bring it to the door. 20K for a coat that I ain't even wore. This bitch so bad, I let her shop, I made them close the store. She thinks she tricking me, but bitch don't know my pockets swole. Big bank, roll top, flow South Beach. Long money, Gucci, ask your bitch about me. Penthouse suite, 4 hoes, 2 weeks, and all my shooters shooting 2 2 3s about me.
With 8K47, 365, 24/7, Percocet, got a nigga no sweaty, but all the whole shit still so smelly. Beltron, get your throat slashed, nigga, broke ass, where's your cash, nigga, Santa Claus with no bag, nigga, you a ho ass nigga. A friend of folk, tell them hoes in the house be kicking in the dope. He a hoe and she a hoe, now that's a mini hoe. Boy, you been a hoe since I sent you. Fuck your bitch, put her in the figure four. Scope on the gun, better visual. Silencer make the bullets tippy toe. I don't give a fuck, never gave fucks. Always knew that a better day come. Haven't been asleep, 7 day run. Never knew how Chevrolet run. Ice Cube, Easy E, Ren and Dre. I am the new NWA nigga with an AK. 47, 365, 24/7. Take lives like students took lessons. Jail time felt like it took seconds. I'm a good fella, was a dope seller. All these hoe niggas must be hoe cheller.
There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some
nigga with an AK-47, 365, 24/7. Percocet got a nigga no sweaty, but all the hoes shit still so smelly.
No bag, nigga, you a hoe, 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 hoe. No bullshit, my nigga, I'm pushing my triggers. They look looking for niggas in bushes, my nigga, in the ocean, the lake, in the woods, in the rivers. The skies was gray and the bullets was silver. Your money on front of my hoodie, my nigga, you front on your money, you couldn't, my nigga. We kill you by breakfast and cook you for dinner. The lesbian, you say you a pussy ass nigga. Oh,
I put some pressure on your hoe. Make her tell me what she know. Stop confessing to that hoe. Stop confiding that hoe. Stop providing for that hoe. You gon' die for that hoe. Suicide for that hoe. Boy, you been a hoe. I remember a hoe. You ain't fooling Weezy up and that's my friend of both. Tell them hoes in the house be kicking in the door. He a hoe and she a hoe. Now that's too many hoes.
Tin Hut, Officer on deck.
Salute.
Yeah. Bombageddon, hard head descendants, jaw head in the trenches, scar heads relentless. You came with farmers, locksmiths, and fools. Czar, what's your occupation? Anytime I'm spitting, the floor rock, the spell so strong I catch hate from blizzards and warlocks. Boom back ambassador, track master, hot as African sand. Moving bodies like a human trafficker. What I'm stomping to, harder than an inmate on a conjugal. Launching you with rocket fuel, live at the barbecue. Rebel lioness provide a spark for you, and I ain't even digging to my arsenal. Don't take it personal. You know the biz, and you know this is thoughts. So much force, I'm like Yoda's twin. Fire, I break a sweat in the coldest wind. I'm bad news, they gon' notify your closest kin.
Villain, a maniacal tyrant. Hear footsteps, adapt to your environment. Jungle, all you suckers with the rap jargon. Type of rap you find on a rack at a bargain. Type of crap probably get smacked off the margin. When it's Reed, 782, Knicks at the Garden. New York, this ain't no new talk, true talk. TMZ and fake beef is the new pork. Filthy, regurgitate. Tape them up, lay them down, increase the murder rate. Nah, not that dude, I heard you straight. Whack rappers get spit on through the pearly gates. Final straw, asking what they rhyming for. Death wakes right behind the door like a dinosaur. On a line of roar, trying to find a cure. Doom.
From the get-go, every hero needs a villain. Weave a web like Steve Ditko. They get though, they thirsty. Words are big, thick low, they tiptoe. Minions round a giant with the sick flow. No, I wouldn't provoke them. They call him Conor McGregor. The way he's fucking outspoken and trial. By combat, let's do 10 paces. Cesspool of races, Deadpool their faces. Death doom is shameless. Rec rooms and stages. You gamble with your health. Med schools of Vegas. I miss that old shit. Rappers used to be stupid deaf. Now they just stupid and deaf. I stay around red like twisty ties.
Look up in the sky.
Czar face, stick the superhero in an extra fly. My mind scattered, but the bars rule. So many voices in my head that every ride's a carpool.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Black on Black on Black. You're listening to Little Things by Sunny Colon. And I really like that song. So, you know, a good little beginning to your Monday afternoon. And you know what? Like, speaking of little things, one thing that just came to my mind. I forgot, like, another top wing place. So for those who are just now tuning in, over the weekend on July 29th was National Chicken Wing Day. So I gave some good shout outs, you know, for Houston, because, you know, that's where I'm from, H-Town holding it down, but also the Bay Area. So to recap, Frenchie's in Houston, got to get your chicken from there. And Oakland, Gus's Fried Chicken is an absolute must. But also in San Francisco, we got Wing Wings. Baby, Wing Wings is fire. Now, so for Gus's, this is just going to be like your traditional, like, fried chicken. But Wing Wings, like, if you want the wing experience, like, with multiple flavors, Wing Wings is where it is at. I swear to you, that shit is fire. I mean, one of my favorite things that I used to really enjoy doing was, for every football season, because as a native Texan, football is actually in my blood. You could cut me open and, like, burnt orange and white would spill, because Longhorns all day, every day. But so it every football season, we go to the bar next door. Cannot remember the name of it for the life of me, because I'm normally very drunk. But you get pitchers of beer there, you enjoy your beer there, you walk over after the game, and you tear up some Wing Wings at like off of H Street. And yeah, that's how you enjoy football season. So, you know, in case y'all want to come out and hang out with me during football season to get absolutely sloshed, yeah, that's where you'll find me. You will find me off of H Street, going back and forth between Wing Wings and the bar next door. Again, I cannot remember the name of that because I'm normally anything but sober. Anyways, but who knows if I'll be doing that this football season, because I will have recently birthed a human being into the world. So, you know, I'll probably just be getting drunk at home, maybe. Who knows? Speaking of things that I cannot enjoy anymore, or I cannot enjoy now and probably for a long time afterwards, weed, man. You know, I really do miss the smell. I miss just like being able to not be sober, but also not hungover the next day. So just to relive those moments, how about we listen to Maui Wowie by Kid Cudi again? You're listening to Black on Black on Black. You're with D Fantastic. And let's dream about Maui Wowie with Kid Cudi.
Just to get that Maui Wowie, that Maui Wowie. Going back to Honolulu just to get that Maui Wowie, that Maui Wowie.
Aloha, nigga Cudi looking for a fix. Got enough dough just to take a trip to get a little pinch of the Maui Wowie. Oh man, here we go again. If you ever get a chance, smoke it with a friend. Me and Pat on a mission to get lifted like John Legend and shit.
Get lifted. Let's get lifted.
What you gon' cop? Maybe a dub, maybe a zone. No matter what you cop, you just smoke till it's gone. Walking on the beach with the sand between your feet and all the wine girls sing to the beat. Hey, what it do, boo? You smoke good? Yeah, me too. Living in paradise all through the night and even in the day. Smoke till I can't see. What can I say? Nothing like this in the world, homie. Make it feel great. You forget you in the States. Might relocate so you can smoke on the Maui Wowie. You can take like
going back to Honolulu just to get that Maui Wowie, that Maui Wowie. Going back to Honolulu just to get that Maui Wowie, that Maui Wowie.
I know, I really need to go, really need to go, really need to go, man, I need Maui Wowie, I smoke that Maui Wowie, I need Maui Wowie, I smoke that Maui Wowie, I know, you really need to go, really need to go, man, I need Maui Wowie, I smoke that Maui Wowie.
I wish I knew you
wanted me. I wish I knew you wanted me. I wish I knew you wanted me.
What you do, what you do? Made a move, could have made a move. If I knew I'd be with you, it's too late to pursue. I bite my tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah. Your tongue like my bad habit. Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? Now you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I can't ignore, yeah.
I wish I knew you wanted me. I wish I knew.
excited. Now that you're back, I can decide if I decide if you're invited. You always knew the way to wow me. Fuck around, get tongue-tied. I turn it on, I make it rowdy. Then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, it's gravy, bad.
Shout out black women, so much commenting. Show me what you good at. Tell me the highs of the valley that your boots stood at. You couldn't fit in my loafers if you took a steroid. And I wouldn't handle your baggage if I had a bellboy. I'm really replying to texts, barely enjoying the sex. I got a pain in my chest, that's from suppressing the stress. Lionel, he know me the best. Told me I know the answer, but Clancy, he gave me the best advice that I heard in a sec. I need to call me a jet, I need to pack me a bag. I need to get me a cab and need some scrimmage and chess. I could have bought me some land, I wouldn't flood at my neck. I say this shit with my chest, I'm like one of the best. I'm a workaholic and I need to give me some rest. I'd rather get these ideas off, I'd rather not steer off my path. I'm so scared of going back to my past. I work, I swear it's hard, not shaking that fear off. White boys said I brag too much, the black kids said it's inspiring. Duality is tiring, my girl would kill me if she knew the things I was desiring. Suppressing it, get it out the way, I put the sirens in, yeah. I don't fuck with the paparazzi. Never have I drove a Hellcat or a Maserati. Never needed others for my personal validation. She ain't get in touch if she cannot hold a conversation. Never had a bulky Richard Mille as a wristwatch. I never seen a mirror, never posted on TikTok. I never had desire for promethazine in a soda. Never made eye contact with a woman in Fashion Nova. Never had to fit in no lane. Never wore Beats by Dre headphones to get a video made. Bunny hop validated, pedaling, hitting willies like Chris retaliated. Just look around, every opportunity allocated. I put so many niggas on, you thought DJ Khaled made it from cold showers. I used to hate it, now spending 15 for the new roof, it ain't renovated. I can see the ocean where I sleep and the house is gated. No Calabasas, I rent wooded or palisaded. The freckle girls articulating, all got me salivating. Wallace Henry Taylor with the trunks, I be playing Jenga. The last tour dog, I clean house, they mad I made it. I'm so conceited, feeling myself. Ego masturbating, I graduated. After album 5, I got syndicated. You want the OT? Sorry, G, that picture faded. Come get with me. Dead poet, tabletop stumping. I'm a free spirit, had a whole jail jumping. Ever since a youngin' moved at my pace, scared of having youngins cause I like my space. Yeah. Selfish ain't the word. Regret ain't either. Before you get the huffing and the puffing, take a breather. Put yourself first if you're living with a dream. Be your biggest cheerleader, motherfuck the team. One.
Somebody said they saw you. was cuffing like the precinct. How you go from housewife to a sneaky link? Got you running around in all type of Benz's and Rolls. Girl, you used to ride in the rinky dink. I'm the one put you in that Leontay. Fashion over model, I put you on the runway. You was rocking Coach bags, got you Shanae. Side bitch in Frisco, I call her my baby. I got a girl, but I still feel alone. If you plan me, that mean my home ain't home. Having nightmares are going through your phone. 21. Can't even record, you got me out my zone.
I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh baby, I don't wanna know if you're playing me. Keep it on the low, 'cause my heart can't take it anymore. And if you're creeping, please don't let it show. Oh baby, I don't wanna know.
If you're creeping, just don't let me find out. Get a hotel, never bring them to the house.
They feel pity, and what's really f***ed up is now you're just normal. No more, no more clothes, can't go to the show 'cause it's formal. And you wonder why. And you resort to getting high, but damn, you can't find your stash. And you never took the time to ask yourself,
what you gonna do when the people go home? And you wanna smoke weed, but the reefer's all gone. And somebody had the nerve to of the doobie ashtray, why they do me that way? What you gonna do when your friends go home and you wanna drink a beer but your ends all gone? Somebody had the nerve to take the herb about my doobie ashtray, why they do me that way?
You probably don't have a lot of money, but if you did, would you find it funny if you lent it and you spent it and you didn't invest? Or put it in the bank so it can gain some interest. You just went and got the biggest car you can find, and a couple of more just like it so your friends can follow behind. Never mind how much it cost, you cop the best weed to smoke. And for her, a fur coat. You got jet skis and boats, and next thing you're broke. And the yacht that you got, it won't sail or float. You look back and try to catch someone's attention for help. You made a right at the light and they made a left and you ask yourself,
what you gonna do when the people go home? And you wanna smoke weed but the reefer's all gone. And somebody had the nerve to take the herb out of the doobie ashtray, why they do me that way? What you gonna do when your friends go home? And you wanna drink a beer but your ends all gone. Somebody had the nerve to take the herb about my doobie ashtray, why they do me that way?
Fun.
smoke some weed, but the reefer's all gone, 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 gone. What you gonna do when your friends go home? And you wanna drink a beer, but your end's all gone.
That was A Doobie Ashtray by Devin the Dude. You're listening to Black on Black on Black with D Fantastic. Yeah, Devin the Dude is a fucking icon. For those who don't know, Devin the Dude is a Houston rapper who, I mean, it's just a total icon in Texas. And quite honestly, like, he has not received the type of critical acclamation that he should have over all these years. So, a little bit of backstory on Devin the Dude. He officially settled in Houston after going back and forth from Houston and New Boston after fourth grade. So he kind of moved back and forth. After he graduated high school, he settled in Houston, and there he met Rob Quest, also a rapper, and the record producer Jug Mug. The trio formed the group known as the Odd Squad, aka Coffee Brothers. So for any of those weed smokers out there, if you ain't heard of Devin the Dude, get on this nigga now. I mean, he's been around for a while, but him, the trio, the Coffee Brothers, like, I mean, it's just good quality smoke sesh music. I would also just like to go ahead and call out the fact that I went from a smoke song to another smoke song now. I really could just smoke, like, the fattest blunt in the world right now, but I digress. Speaking of Houston, one of the things we like to do on Black on Black on Black is to talk about some of the, you know, big issues happening around the U.S., especially those that are affecting Black communities, communities that are predominantly with people of color and other marginalized communities. So there's some shit going on in Houston right now that I think people should know about. One of the biggest things that Houston school districts are the Houston School District, so HISD, is turning libraries into disciplinary centers. Yes, you heard me correctly. They are turning libraries into disciplinary centers. Let's dive a little bit deeper into that. So HISD, also known as Houston Independent School District, announced earlier this summer that librarian and media specialist positions in 28 schools in Houston will be eliminated as part of Superintendent Mike Miles' new, quote-unquote, new education system initiative. The teachers at the schools will soon have the option to send misbehaving students to these discipline centers or, quote-unquote, team centers, designated areas where they will continue to learn remotely. So under the plan, the buildings can be used to host kids for discipline, additional classes, just other, it's like a multi-purpose, like, learning center, according to Joseph Sam, a spokesman from the school district. So the school board signed off on this plan this summer. And this is huge, guys. I mean, this is one of the main results of the state announcing that it would be taking over the Houston school district this summer, effective this upcoming 2023 and 24 school year. Now, the state of Texas said that they're taking over HISD, again, Houston school district, for this upcoming school year due to poor academic performance. So Mike was appointed to be superintendent by the TEA, which is the Texas Education Agency, in June. So he's super new. He's making a lot of these, like, a lot of major decisions, like take away libraries in 28 schools. So this whole thing comes in May in response to schools that have failed to meet, quote-unquote, state standards and what the TEA and Governor Abbott have perceived a school board that has been dysfunctional at times and a special education department that has struggled to comply with federal law. That is what they're saying is the reason behind the takeover, the TEA's takeover of HISD. And apparently until all of that changes, control of the state's largest school district lies not with HISD voters, so not Houston voters, but with a group of state-appointed managers, right? So Education Commissioner Mike Morath can replace them at any time. So before the TEA takeover, how it was set up in Houston was Houston voters could vote on the HISD trustees, and the board of trustees would then vote on the superintendent, right? If you were to look at what the board of trustees looked like, as well as the previous superintendent who was a black man, it was pretty diverse. Like, I would say, like, there was a good 40% of the people on the board of trustees were people of color, maybe beyond, but it was pretty diverse. Now, under this new TEA takeover, Governor Abbott, the governor of Texas, is under ultimate control. So no Houston voters have a say, like, in who is controlling the board of trustees, in control of the superintendent. Like, it's literally Governor Abbott then appointed Mike Morath, who is leading the TEA and the TEA's efforts to do those sorts of things, like take over HISD and remove and, you know, convert 28 libraries from actual libraries to disciplinary centers, right? So it's crazy because the reasoning, again, was that HISD, a lot of the schools were failing, right? But this decision is coming from the same state legislature that has not filed an estimated $2 billion shortfall in state funding for special education across the state. And this includes funding for many of the items and curricular items and programming and other things that Houston, HISD, and other districts are currently out of compliance with, like completing evaluations on time. So on one hand, you have Governor Abbott and the TEA saying, okay, well, we're going to take over HISD, this school district, because y'all are falling behind and y'all have not been able to make the right kind of special education progress. But the very same people are $2 billion behind on state funding for special education. Make it make sense, y'all. Make that shit make sense. I can't make any sense of it, you know, because there's so many other ways that this could be addressed.